Number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health Workers Union Nihao says it's concerned about the well-being of its members due to a cleaner strike in northern KZN. The union says it received complaints from its members at the Gonjeni Hospital in Ulundi.
Nurses and other categories of staff launched a complaint with a cleaning company, which is an outsourced company, and not provided services or cleaning hospital due to non-payment of salary.
That's the union's Siyabonga Ndlela, who says the situation has made it difficult for everyone in the hospital. He says while no one from the hospital management collected their memorandum when they were picketing on Wednesday, they were able to engage with the Health MEC.
I don't think he was aware. So we are going to have a follow-up meeting with him and report this matter and also report the arrogance of management for not coming through to collect the memorandum.
The SABC says there's been no directive to charge listeners a license fee for car radios. It's in response to what the public broadcaster says is a fabricated and misleading media statement during the rounds. It's alerting people of a mandatory licensing fee for those who have radios in their vehicles. The fake statement indicates that there would be a fine or 90 days in prison if a person is found to not have the license. In a statement, the SABC says there's no policy that aligns to this and the current TV license system remains unchanged. It says any changes to the framework would require legislative amendments and broad consultation. In other news, the only machine responsible for printing driver's licenses in the country has been fixed. It's been 4 months since the printer's been out of action. Transport officials have confirmed today that it's up and running again, and work has already begun to clear the backlog of almost 750,000 applications. More than 100,000 motorists are waiting for their new cards in KZN. Here's the department's Colin Msibi.
This means that working hours for staff members at the Driving License Card Agency, which is an entity of the department, will be extended to ensure reduction of the backlog.
And abroad, Pope Leo XIV is leading his first Holy Mass since being appointed pontiff yesterday. Cardinals have returned to the Sistine Chapel, where he was chosen after four rounds of votes. He's the first ever American pontiff, and in Chicago, his brother Louis is celebrating.
I just freaked out and said, "It's Rob, oh my God." We've kind of known he was special, and we used to tease him about being Pope when he was 6 years old and stuff.
His other brother, John, thinks he'll take a similar approach to his predecessor.
I think he will be a second Pope Francis. I think he's got great concern for the plight of the poor, for the downtrodden, for the people who don't have a voice. So I think he'll stay in that vein.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, a high of 28 degrees today. The top story, Health Workers Union Nihao says it is concerned about the well-being of its members due to a cleaning strike in northern KZN. The union says it's received complaints from its members at the Nkonjeni Hospital in Ulundi. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.